Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't know.
Good evening, everybody. Hello.
Good evening.
I hope you're ready. We hope you're ready. We're going to send a shout out first to our Kevin, Coach Kevin. He's a little under the weather. He'll be on here with us listening, but he's not talking too well. But I do have Elijah, Callie, reversed. I have MMS Sunshine Val, and I have Queen Mom here. So we hope that we have a good night. I want to remind you that all the MMS members would be eligible to win a prize tonight, a pair of sneakers with their own charging case. So I'm going to let Elijah start off and say hi.
Hello, everybody. This is Elijah, a.k.a. Callie, calling from the Bay Area, California. It's a hope everyone's doing well. Blessed to be here. And, good hearing from everybody. And tune in.
All right. MMS Sunshine Val.
Hey, everyone. This is your MMS Sunshine. How's everybody doing tonight? We are so excited. I mean, you just don't know. I've been waiting all day for this night. We have always have a great audience. We want to thank you for being here. We have great sponsors and just a great crew. Every week is something good. So stay tuned every week. Again, we say welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. And this is Queen Mother, and I want to welcome everybody here. We have a great bunch of topics for you tonight. We always start off by saying hi to our friends Nelson and Sherry, who come and bring us great love every night. Every Thursday we're here. So I want to say hi to them, and I want you to get ready, because we've got some topics for you tonight. And our first topic is, why is it when couples have a big dispute, they look to other people of the opposite sex to console them, which usually turns into an unfaithful act? Guilty is the name they gave it. Okay, Callie, Elijah, you want to take that on first?
Ooh, this one is a very risky, I think, very risky waters to walk and tread on. It's like canoeing in alligator or shark infested waters. You know, if you're having a dispute with your mate, your partner, and you need answers or you need some kind of comfort, naturally, I think we go to the opposite sex to get consoled, because get that nurturing, to get that understanding from the opposite gender, you know, to get the advice, maybe to get their perspective on something. And now sometimes we can go to the boys and go to the homies or go to the homegirls, and the ladies have a girls' night out, a martini night, and just vent out. or the guys just go out and do, watch a game or go camping with the guys to release it. But to get to some kind of a solution or to get some kind of comfort, you may not be getting that comfort from your mate, so you're trying to replace it. There was an old saying, if a man can't get a steak at home, he's going to go to the corner to get a hot dog because he wants some meat. Now, you can take it any way you want. It's very dangerous.
That's right.
Okay.
That is so.
No, and
all right.
Yeah. My uncle actually told me that, and it kind of made sense.
For some women, they can't get what they need from their male partner. They do the same thing, but they do it in a different way. I really can't speak on how they do it because there's different methods and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, it is very dangerous, risky avenue to take because it can lead to unfaithful acts. It doesn't always lead to unfaithful acts, but you give somebody time and attention, emotions do get involved, especially when the person is vulnerable because you're open to a lot of things. Yeah.
So. Got it. Thank you. All right. MMS Sunshine Val, you want to take that on?
Well, I kind of agree with Elijah is saying, too, in regards to, like, if you can't get something at home, kind of go off and get it outside. Maybe you need opinion. Maybe you want a woman's opinion because, you're dealing with a female situation or vice versa. But at the same token, it's still always a thin line because if you always do that, every time you get into a dispute or disagreement or argument with your mate, that you find somebody of the opposite sex, and especially if it's the same person you constantly talking to all the time, it can become very thin line. You'll start looking to that person for everything, for all your answers, anything that goes on in your life. Like if you got a promotion on your job, you'll be calling that person instead of, taking time talking to your spouse or your girl. And that's where the problem is, because even again, you have to start talking to your spouse and your whoever you're with, because those are the people that hopefully you continue to be with, or those are what you consider your lifetime partners. You don't want to constantly have debates and spats. You want to be able to solve those problems and move on in life. You want to keep kindling good relationships and quality times and build friendships in those relationships. So, you might have friends that you do talk to, you associate with, that's all good and that's cool. But also remember, do not take it to a level that's the first resort you go to is looking for somebody on the outside, because that's why you got people on the inside. That's why you chose those people, hopefully, that they will be the ones that you can always connect with.
Thank you. The first thing I remember grand aunt said, when you have a disagreement, don't walk away, don't leave. Because once you start leaving, you'll always be leaving.
Mm.
Stay
Ooh.
And deal with it. Stay
yeah,
and
true.
Deal with it. You know, we tend to somehow think, well, I got to go out and blow steam. I've got to go out here and talk to someone. Why?
Yeah.
Stay there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gotten a lot worse with people doing that. I have to go out and get my boys. I have to go out to go up. No, you don't. You don't walk away. You stay there and take that fight on.
That's
you stay
right.
there and you deal with it. Because guess what? If you don't, we all know, it'll be there tomorrow.
Yep.
And the next
yes,
day.
Yeah.
And it is impossible when there's two people, each one comes in their own person. They're not going to be you, and you can't be them.
Yes.
What drew you together are the strengths in each one of you, and you're supposed to fight that way. Not get up and say, I'm angry, I'm just walking out, I'm going. Because that has never, ever worked. Never worked. And if we keep trying to do it, guess what? You're going to have the same problems over and over again. We have a friend in Devon, Chicago. Devon, he's in Chicago Heights in Illinois. He's not a member. He said, man, if people be calling an opposite sex when they got problems, that just brings more temptation. I talked to my girl, well, not no other pair of breasts.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. But that's what we're talking about. You can, you know, you have to find a way to talk it out. And we've talked about this before. If you can't do it with each other and you know it's a problem, go get a third party called a psychologist or a couple's doctor, you know, somebody that can bring you together and keep you apart at the same time.
And
but
I think
you can't work. Go on.
I believe a lot of when two people are having a disagreement, especially if they're married or in a serious, you know, about to be married, pride and ego has to go away. Pure honesty and vulnerability. For example, look, I'm not getting what I need from you, baby. I'm not consoling with you. You're hurting my feelings. Another person
right.
has to be receptive to that. You got to put it right there. Right then and then, put that pride and ego aside and consider your partner's, you know, mental state, emotional state, and what they're not getting from you. And
exactly.
put it right there on the table. Right, put it right there on the table. Pride and ego cannot. A lot of times we just leave because people walk out because it says, well, he or she should know what I'm feeling right now. If they're not, they don't understand or in tune with me, then I don't have time to explain myself, you know, or so. That's just something I've learned and I've also noticed is you got to put that pride ego aside and let your partner know, look, this is how I'm feeling. I'm not getting this from you. And your partner should respond accordingly instead of just walking away. And then you, at least you're honest with yourself on putting it out there like that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, got you, Kevin. We know you're there. You know, when we talk about this, it sounds much easier than it is, but it's not easy. It's
no.
you meet someone, you fall in love. Hopefully that's where you're going with it, but you got to learn who that person is before you say I do. Before you move in, before you got to know how that person feels about things. They may not feel according to how they came up in the world the way you do. You know, they may not put, as some of us do, God at the top, and he is the rope that ties us. You know, and I respond to everything from that point. You know, I respond to, you know, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? And you have to have that in order for it to work, and you got to learn to know that other person and their pains, because I think everybody comes with some pain, something that has harmed them in this world, because it is a horrible world, right, especially now. And you got to know that and be able to understand it, or guess what? That's why you walk out. That's
yeah,
why
that's
you
true.
Walk out.
But that's where part
and until
of
you get there. Hmm? Exactly.
Connected and bond together to grow and build a relationship where outside things don't become so important because you guys are building on the inside. And then when you go outside, you tend to know how to treat people and act accordingly when you go out there, when you know you got something good at home. You know, everybody can get tempted. Anybody can get tempted, you know, looking at something or seeing something. But when you involve other people, kind of like Devin is saying, it just makes it a little bit harder when you open up the doors. And that's the bottom line, opening up doors that sometimes you can't shut. And some of those doors become revolving doors. And that's why you have to
exactly.
be so careful. It's like touching fire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, you just be careful and know how far. And then, too, to be honest, you got to know yourself. You know how far you can go. You know how much you can take. So if you know that's your boundary, you need to stay on the other side of the fence.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get
so,
you.
Yeah, I see we got on here, too, we got some of our sponsors. The Cypress and Miller Lite and Hardee's are on.
Yeah, they're here with
glad
us tonight.
Glad to have you. Yes, glad to have you.
By the way, Nelson says that Sherry is now off of quarantine and back at home, so everything is good.
That's awesome.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah.
That is very good news.
That's great.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to start with, okay, what'd you say? Here is something from Neil and Sherry, non-members in Berlin. Hey, MMS, we hope all are well in the United States. We are a couple that know about that. This, I, as a man, allowed myself to be confide in my father because I assumed he was a good source of information and of wisdom. And for those who don't know, it backfired. Temptation is real. It can come from anywhere and has to be avoided. Know your source and surroundings and remain vigilant. Love you all. Hey, Nelson.
Yeah, love you too, man.
Nelson does know. You know, he taught us a lot. And again,
yes,
we learn things that we really didn't have any idea a lot of times to understand. And we were grateful, you know, that we got this person that explained it to us and let us into his world. And that is still always special to us. And we love him. We love all our family, but, you know, it's just to you, and you have no idea. And Nelson came on for one of our shows when we were talking about your spouse, your other half leaving you for somebody in your life that is a family member. And if you don't know about it, Nelson's wife left him for his father, which is why he said, you know, he thought that this was good, that she would have an older, wiser person of wisdom, you know, giving her advice. But it didn't work out that way. And I think we all still remember the pain that he went through and we have gone through with him. You know,
right,
we have
right
been right there because, I mean, we were left wanting to go over to Berlin where he was and
yeah
to give him some support. That's how we felt. But we're going to get ready for a commercial. John said, hi, Nelson. We're going to get ready for our commercial, and we're going to come back and be ready. We're going to talk about, is there such a thing as too much love?
Wow.
We'll be back
too
in
much
a minute.
Love.
Too much, is there such a thing?
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
when this baby came around, it was, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry. I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, so we're back. Boom.
You hear me? Yep.
Yes, we hear you.
Yep.
Okay.
Two things. Number one, Nelson was asking about our direct email. And here it is for everybody. It's Mocha. mail1@gmail.com. That is MOCHAMAIL @gmail.com. Now, we want to remind those commercials do my favorite places. We know what they are, don't we? And Odyssey is back. So, yes. They're back with us, and we want to tell our listeners, you have to go. You just have to. And when you do, make sure you tell them that you heard about them from MMS Podcast. You might get something special.
Yes.
You might get something special. Our number is 516 tonight, 387 1381. So, okay. The address for Odyssey is www.odd YSE.com. But you let them know, and you let Severus know. We know about that too, don't we? That you heard about it from us. Because I tell you, you will not find a more romantic place than those to go on those special times. And once you go, you'll want to keep going. Trust me. All right. Now we're going to go to our question that we brought up. It is there such a thing as too much love? And I'm going to start off with Callie Elijah.
No, I do not think there is too much love, but there's also, I mean, there's different kinds of love. The love you give to your friends, the love you get from your family, the love you give to your partner, the love you give to people. And I don't think there's ever too much of that because the world needs more love. We need as much love as we can give out. And it could be an act of kindness, a show of encouragement, showing them that you genuinely care without expecting anything in return. You want to see their best interest. Now, there's also smothering. That's obsession, because a lot of people mistake love for attachment. And attachment is toxic in a way. We naturally get attached to people, but then there's also a fine line between attachment and codependency. You may feel like you love them. You may feel like you can't be without them. But when you get too attached, it becomes kind of dangerous, and you start becoming controlling, smothering, and taking up that other person's space. Because when you really love someone, you want them to see them grow, even if that means letting them go. But like I said, there's all different kinds of love. And no, I don't think there is too much love to give, because the world needs as much love as possible with all the dark forces and all this negativity going on. Love is the thing that conquers everything. Love conquers all. And seeing
exactly.
Someone else's best interest, it conquers all. And
yes.
And real love, the real love, it's not just a feeling, but it's going beyond your feelings to see the other person's best interests, to see the other person grow, to see the other person feel, you know.
You want them happy.
And also, yes, and it also starts with yourself. How can you give out the love if you don't put the love in yourself first? You can't pour from an empty cup. So you got to pour that love in yourself first.
Can't give yourself at all.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
True. All right, MMS Sunshine.
Well, I know for me, it's a little bit different. I do agree with Elijah saying that you should love yourself first, because it should start by how you treat yourself. Steph, you most definitely can treat others and show them that same type of love and compassion. The problem is that depending on how you was raised or situations you was in, you think love is different types of situations. You might think love is abusive. You might think love is lying or cheating. I said, so that's
true.
The difference. You know, Elijah mentioned, too, that there's different types of love. In my case, and that's what I'm not saying I don't agree, but I kind of disagree, because in my life, I've always heard that love is the greatest of all things. All things through love,
sure.
You can conquer all. But at the same token, that's why for me, it's only one kind of love. So if you learn to get one kind of love, you can break it down and be whatever you want it to be, agape love or different types of family love. But at the end of the day, it's still one type of love, just one. When I get up in the morning, I don't determine or change what kind of love I'm going to give out to people. I wake up with it because it was given to me free. It didn't cost me to wake up and love people. So at the end of the day, for me, it's one love. Two, you learn to treat people with that same kind of love. You wake up, you share that love. That's how other people are drawn to your light, to your love, to teach other people that. That love also makes people jealous because they don't even believe that somebody can have that on them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't even believe
exactly.
It's real. But it's real. It
exactly.
is real. And it's not complicated. The only thing that makes it complicated is when you've been seeing something different all your life. So when somebody comes to you with love, it's almost like a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to receive it. So that's why love starts with you learning to love yourself, so that when love comes your way, you'll be able to receive the love and be able to reciprocate and give back that love. It's really important. So I believe in one love. I believe it's the greatest of all things, and it can change a lot of things and a lot of situations. So as far as it being too much love, I won't say too much love, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people can be overbearing in all kind of situations, you know, but that's just kind of maybe who they are. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't choose to be that. Maybe that's just a part of who they are. But I would probably rather say a lot more love than a lot more hate. That's just all I'm, that's all I got.
We have a non-member from Nigeria saying, his name is Sanjay, non-member from Nigeria, and he says, there is not a way to give or receive too much love. Love is unlimited, and no man or woman can give more than what is never ending. Elijah is correct. My life is a testament to this. Love is life, and God is love. And hello to Nelson. I recall your story, and I pray for you regularly and faithfully. We admire you and your journey. Thank you. Well, thank you, Sanjay.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't believe there is such a thing as too much love. I think that each person is different, and I always start off telling you all that. Every one of us is different. You know, I grew up, I guess, being taught that you smile, you speak, and you love everybody. But you have to love them. And it goes from there. It doesn't mean that your life is perfect. It doesn't mean that everything in your world is up over the top. It means that you have taken the time to decide that I'm going to love, I'm going to be happy. You know, I think happiness is the key, and happiness has to come from inside you. No one can truly give it to you. You have to have that. And I've always, you know, and people look at, and Valerie, you said a few minutes ago, sometimes it's jealousy that comes because you're just are having so much fun with life, it looks like to them. They have no idea of what's really happening in your world. It's that you've chosen to be happy and to love.
Right.
I personally just cannot, you know, I don't think there's too much love, because when you love somebody, you know, it's God and then them. And how do you give that too much? Would you wake up in the morning
right.
and ask, you know, that person above you, don't love me so much? Because
right.
I wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't say that ever. You got to, you know, you got to decide who you're going to be, huh?
Keep it coming.
Say that again.
Keep it coming.
You got, you know, you wake up and you decide, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to love today. And no matter what happens, you don't change that. You don't let everybody that walks near you take that spirit out of you, because then you're giving it to them. They didn't take it. You gave it to them. Please don't do it. We have a caller, 3425. Are you there? Caller 3425.
Hello, hello, family.
Well, hi, Cat Eyes.
This is Cat Eyes, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Cat
Eyes. Uh-oh. Hi, how are you, Ms. Val?
I'm good.
I'm hanging in there, hanging in there.
Okay, John.
Just hanging in there.
Hello, Cat Eyes. John can't talk
hello,
today.
Hello.
He had surgery.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, he can't talk.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, but is he okay?
He will be. It just happened today.
Okay.
But he just said to tell you hi. And he said, yes, he's okay.
All right. Tell him I'm praying for him.
All right. She says she's praying for you, John.
Okay.
You have something you want to tell us about? Is there such a thing as too much love?
That's I don't think that there is.
Right.
I think that there is a such thing as the way that you present it or that you offer it. People tend
right.
to go overboard, and sometimes I think that they might confuse infatuation or obsession or different things like that with it being love.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
True. That's true.
When it's not.
True.
I don't think you can ever truly have too much love for a person. And I'm a firm believer that once you actually love someone, if it's real love, you'll always have love for that person.
For that person.
Even
exactly.
if you're not together anymore. Like,
yep.
you know, an ex or something like that. You might not be in love with that person anymore, but you can still have love for that person.
Exactly. It never leaves, no matter what. It just doesn't
right.
leave. Love doesn't go anywhere. And like I said a few minutes ago, you might not like that person for a while, but you don't stop loving them. It's a whole different thing that it doesn't happen like that. And Kelly, you know, if no such thing as too much love, I give you too much.
Yep, you do. I appreciate it. I receive it all.
and she'll be saying, "Mommy, please." Valerie, sometimes, do you get too much love, Valerie?
I don't get too much love. I just get some love. She. One thing about it, I don't never worry about. Not feeling loved or cared for when I talk to Mama. She always shows that because, you know, she's one of them people you like, that's not real. But it is real. She's genuinely that way. And so if you're around her and you got attitude, believe me, by the time you get done talking to her, it's going to go away too. So I wouldn't say it's too much love. I just her. He's love.
Just me. Thank you very much.
You.
It's just me. What
yes, that is just her. Because you cannot imagine how many people I had to share my mother with when I was growing up.
Well, we thank you.
And I don't just mean family members that, you know, she took in and came to stay and was there for a long extended visits. My friends over the years who occasionally had left their children with us and they adopted, you know, their daughter for years until she came back and got her. And then that's not to include the students.
Are you going to tell all
for all the years that she was teaching. And then it wasn't just the classroom students, but then it was the cheerleaders. So, yeah, I can't ever remember a time when I just had my mother and it was just me and my siblings.
Thank you.
If that
so
time
much,
ever
Kelly,
existed, I was too
that.
Little to know.
Kelly, thank you for sharing all that with everybody so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
But then
I'm here to help.
But then that goes back to what we talked about. Each person is who they are. You know, it comes easy for me. It just does. You know, I'm going to stand up for you, and as the children say, and I'll die for you. Because if I love you, that's how far it goes. There's no barriers, there's no maybes or ifs to it. That's just how it is. I need. Okay, let's get this one out. Callie Elijah, did you see the one that Sherry said hello?
Hello. Oh. Yes, Sherry says hello to Sanjay, and she appreciates the well wishes and the email sent them. They will be in the States in July.
Oh, wow.
Can't wait.
We're going to have to work on that. We have Tony, and she's a non-member in Tennessee. I don't know. I sometimes feel I will never find love because I am fat and not pretty like a lot of girls in my city. Wow. I tried to make up, but no one likes it. I tried makeup. No one likes it. I hope life becomes better. Thank you. Oh, no.
No.
Well, let us tell you something, little girl.
Tony, you got the right one.
Can I step in on this one? Can I step in on this comment?
Okay, we'll let you step in on the comment.
I have, to her, my heart goes out to you. That you even feel that way about yourself. But until you truly love yourself, it is going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowing anybody to love you, so you're not going to find anyone to love you until you love yourself.
Because she's taking on what other people are giving her, and you have to stop
or
that.
Have said. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if you're fat. I don't care if you're dark skin. I don't care if you're light skin. I don't care if you're too skinny. I don't care if you got bad acne. I don't care what the situation is. You have to love yourself.
Exactly.
You have to love yourself first because no one else is going to love you until you love yourself. And if you find somebody and they tell you that they do, they lying. They just want something from you. Because until you love yourself, no one can step in and love you the way you deserve to be loved. And I'm a firm believer that there's someone out there for everybody.
Exactly.
Right. There's someone out there
Elijah
for everybody.
Callie, Callie Elijah to take that. What do you think?
You gotta love yourself, and yes, my heart does go out to you, sweetie. Once you start bettering yourself and knowing that you are far worth it. You have to believe that you are worth it. You have a lot to offer. The spring wells of life have to come from the rivers of your belly to give yourself to that nourishment. And the outside, that's just the structure. That's just the outside. That's just a structure.
The vessel.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
The vessel.
Still,
yes. Because you got to love yourself first, like Kedai says. And be yourself, confident in whatever your skills. My thing is, I had a lot of self-esteem issues as well. I did not love myself. But when you dig into your passions, whatever passion that is, your hobby, something that gives you life, dig into that passion, indulge in it, and let that passion take over. That's going to burn away any anxiety. That's going to burn away any self-doubt. Master that passion and that talent. And then, therefore, that your passion is your offering to the world and what you have to offer. And then you're going to get that inner glow. And when you get that inner glow, everything's going to shine. You know, that's just my testimony personally. And reach out to your loved ones, family, friends, stay connected to them. People that see your worth, people that will pour into your worth.
You know, you can go through life and you can do it all. And every day people will look at you and they will see what they want to see. But until you learn to love yourself, if you can't find it, if you've not done it all your life, seek some help. Please do. You know, we're here for you. But you've got to love you. Because when you find that love inside, it shows outside. And a person can know you your whole life, But when you and realize that you don't love you, but when you learn to love you, they can see that like nothing else. It's not about you. It's about other people and their problems. And because you allow people to see pain from it. Because what you think of me is none of my business. Do you understand? What you think of me is none of my business. It's what I think of me. I'm going to give you a number, and I want you to call it when you're feeling down. If you can't, you know, messenger us. You know, because you can do that whether you're a member or not. The number I want you to take down is 1-800-273-8255. But sometimes you need to get some help when you're learning to love you. You need to turn around and get some outside person that can teach you how to stop and love yourself. Sunshine, you want to give something?
Yeah, you know, Tony, first of all, I want to read what John said. Tony, he said, just be yourself. Love yourself first. That makes you more putting up on is not the answer. Look in the mirror, not the mirror of what the world thinks of you and believe. Look at what you see yourself for. That's what he's saying. Not what everybody else is saying. What do you really see? But I want to tell you this. Tony, look, I'm a highway girl. I will be in Tennessee overnight to see you. We're going to talk because this is the bottom line. You could be beautiful, and you can come with the worst attitude of the world. Nobody thinks that is true. Nobody likes that. They don't think that they don't even want to have anything to do with that. That energy is not good energy. And we're looking for foundation. We need wonderful and great energy. You're probably a beautiful person, and when your light shines, everybody sees it, and they love to be around you. You probably are an amazing woman. And that's the thing. You have to see the goodness of who you are. You have to look into your heart and see who you are, not anybody else. So the first thing people see when they see you and your light is shining so great, they don't see the outside. Your inside overwhelms anything from the outside. The outside is just cosmetic. If you really think about it, a lot of people wear makeup, they wear hair, they wear lashes, everything. A lot of things is not even real. So we put things on to enhance ourselves. But if we took a lot of that stuff off, people took things off, they wouldn't feel the same way. They wouldn't. And people be like, that's the first time I met. But the thing is, it's
do
not
what
about
you
that.
Need to.
About you.
Okay.
Yeah,
guys, Nelson says to tell Tony, please look in your blog talk chat box. There's a message for her there.
Awesome. Thanks, Nelson.
All right, guys. We're going to come back in a moment. And we got a commercial. We love you. We'll be right back.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas.
When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite. It's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
Hi, everybody. We're back, and
we want to
finish what we were saying to our special friend who doesn't know how beautiful she is. I'm just going to leave it right there like that. You don't know how beautiful you are. And if anybody tells you you're not, please send them to Iowa to see me. Or you can send them to Indiana to see Val, or California to see Kelly Elijah, or down to Florida to see John,
yep.
Coach Kevin. Kelly will take you also in Indiana. There's a couple of them there. You know, no, darling, you're a beautiful person. You just got to learn to understand that and understand that you are, and no one can take that from you unless you give it to them. Okay? Only if you give it to them. I remind the group all the time, life is a choice. What are you choosing? It's a choice. Now, we are, I don't know, guys, do we have time to do the two things we have left?
I'm not sure.
Because if we start this question, we know. Brian, I'm getting to that. That's what I'm asking the group about right now. Guys, we have a giveaway. We have a pair of awesome headphones, and they have their own charging carry. So we can only take members for the giveaway. So here's how easy it's going to be. The next caller is the winner. The next MMS. Yes. Next MMS member that calls wins.
Oh my goodness. Can I call?
No, dear.
Can I
would have taken it.
Can I?
No, no, no. We can't do it. No, we can't. We can't get the trip for anything. Because you know that was my thought earlier today. All right, next call. You're the winner.
Come on in, MMS members. Come on.
No, Kevin, you can't talk, so we know you can't do it. All right, here's our last question of the night. While we're waiting on our next caller, come on, MMS members, give us a call. The first one to get through is the winner. Now, here's an interesting question. If your best friend's daughter or son is seriously attracted to you and they are wanting a serious relationship with you, and you get your friend's blessings, what would you do? Elijah Cowley. I'm sorry, Kelly Elijah.
Even with my friend's blessing, I'm going to say like Deborah Cox says, no, 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 no. No.
And no.
No, there's just, and no. There may be an attraction there, but that's because Well, I'm thinking about it this way. Chrissy was my best friend that has the potential for him to be my father-in-law. Yeah, just a certain line. That's a daughter. And if it's a daughter, that's his baby girl, and he's my best friend. That is a line I would not go there, even with the blessing.
Exactly.
And even if there is
yeah.
No, that is a line you do not cross. Especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, this goes to MMS Sunshine Veil. What are your thoughts on that one?
First of all, it's a no. That's just the bottom line. It's a no. My son, my oldest son, has friends that, you know, you can see them kind of, oh, your mom, is, you know, make those little comments. But I always
mm-hmm.
turn back and tell mom, I always turn back and tell mom, oh, I'm your mama. And that's
exactly.
all you get.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't feel that. I don't feel that me personally, I wouldn't have any attraction for that at all. I think I would be kind of like Elijah say, it's stepping over the boundaries and a line of lack of respect. You know what I'm saying? You always try to teach kids respect to respect the elders, and I just think that that's a line I wouldn't want to cross, even with a friend consent at all, and I wouldn't give that consent to anyone either.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, guys, we're going to stop for a second because we have our winner. It's caller 6333. Hello.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. You won, caller. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm Karen, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
Congratulations.
What group is part of?
Say it again. She's
which
asking
group
what
are you
group
part
are you
of?
In. Which of the MMS groups are you in?
I just joined this week from the Atlanta group, so I'm not even.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm a new
welcome.
Member.
All
very
right.
New.
That's a good way to start off.
That's a rocket group. Just
all
joined
right.
in the last couple of days.
Okay, and your
so
name
is? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I jumped on the call and I have enjoyed all the questions, yes.
Okay, awesome. And we're also glad and congratulations.
Thank you.
And your last name was?
Wynn, W-I-N-N.
Okay, I have seen her, come on. All right, well, you are a winner.
Yes.
Welcome,
yes,
welcome, welcome.
Congratulations.
We are so happy, yeah, so glad you're here, and so glad that you got to be a winner.
And you just came aboard. Look at your gift. Look at you.
Hey, somebody's lucky, aren't they? Somebody's
right.
lucky. Well, thank you, and you win.
Thank you
yes,
so much. I was enjoying
okay.
the call, really.
Good, honey.
Thank
stay
you.
With us.
Thank you.
Now, for that last question, the answer is definitely no. I mean, it happens all the time when it comes to children. I mean, you know me, they're children. And,
right.
you know, unless that just can't be because you said it best. I'm still the mother. I'll always be mama. I'll always be the mother. And that doesn't
right.
change. You know, that's not healthy, see at all. And if that's your friend, is he, what, is she much younger than you are? He's younger than you are? You're asking for more problems than the world allows. So my answer is no. Never, no, never. I mean, that's almost not nice. I can't say the word nasty. Because, no, I don't believe you can do that. I don't. I'm sorry. You know, we all agree on that one 100%. That's a no.
Now, we had a question left that we were going to bring back for a moment, and that was, you know, how do you know that you really love somebody? We're going to take just a minute for that one. Callie, Elijah.
The way you know is you want to see their best interest. You want to see them grow. They help you heal your inner self. They help you heal. They inspire you to heal your inner self, where you not only understand, but you understand who you are. So therefore, you come to a clean slate and you can connect with their inner self. And
exactly.
Nothing else matters when they're around. Nothing else will matter when they're around, whether you're on the phone. So nothing else matters.
I agree. No. Totally. MMS Sunshine Val. How do you know?
What was that question, Emma?
How do you know when you have found a person that you truly love?
Whoa. You serious?
I'm serious.
Great question. Okay. Well, for me, I think that, I mean, like most people say, you connect, your energy are like phenomenal together. You like similar things. You might not like all things, but you're able to compromise between the two of you guys. You're able to share through the good and through the bad, and you're willing not to give up. That's, to me, the biggest thing. If you're willing to fight for something, sometimes it's worth fighting for. But hopefully your good most definitely outweigh your bad, everyone. So I feel that that's what makes a difference in kind of knowing or feeling who is a good partner, or you found that person that you would like to spend a lifetime with.
Exactly.
So that's my...
Well, I ended with someone said, I love you more than life itself. And if you find someone who can tell you that and then show you, I think you're doing all right. We're going to end. We have to. We're going to take this up again. We're going to say goodnight to Coach Kevin. We're glad you stayed here with us with all that medicine you have, sweetie. And I need Elijah to, sorry, Callie, Elijah, you want to have your say goodnight say?
This is Elijah, a.k.a. Mr. Callie, just signing off, sending you peace, love, and prosperity to everyone out there. And have a blessed night. I was glad to be here. Thank you for tuning in. Love you guys.
MMS Sunshine Vamp.
Yeah, this is your MMS Sunshine Val. I just want to say thanks again for coming and spending time with us tonight. Every week we're looking forward to seeing you guys and giving you the best that we have to give. Also, I would like to say we miss you, John. We wish you was here, Coach Kevin, but you are here in heart and close by. Thanks again. Come back out and see us. We're here every week, every Thursday. Show some love, you guys. Show some love. Again, thank you.
You know, I end it each week with the same things, but be not good to yourself. Learn something that makes you happy, because everybody's happiness is different. And as always, I love you. I do. And come on back, because there's a lot of love here. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. See you soon.
All right, man.